righteous eternal Father. Lord Jesus, we are grateful once again this evening for this grace, Lord, to be in your house, Father. Thank you for your mercies upon our lives. Thank you for your grace upon our lives also. Thank you, Master, for the pepper that delivered us from heavy heroes since we left here on Sunday. Thank you for the blessings that you bless us with, Father. Thank you for your mercies, O living God, that has kept us safe and secured in your hand, O God. Sit down to this evening, and we are grateful that we have the grace to be in your house this evening. Lord Jesus, we say, blessed be thy name, Father. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this service. We just commit ourselves to your great holy hands, Father. The Bible says, I lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth, Lord. Lord Jesus, our help can only come from thee, Lord, to receive our petition. Lord, may you be gracious unto us once again. Lord, hear our humble cry, Lord. Grant all our heart desires, O living God. Lord Jesus, at the preaching of your word, a little admonition this evening. Lord, may your spirit, Lord Jesus, take it, O living God, Master, and direct it to the heart of the predestinated, Lord. Use it, Master, Lord, to come to your glory, Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord Jesus, at the time of prayer, anoint us to pray, inspire us to pray. Pray in us and pray through us, Lord Jesus. May, Master, may your spirit, Lord Jesus, help us to pray, Heavenly Father. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. We cannot but remember your servant, our pastor. Lord, I told me you help him. Master, perfect order concerning your servant, O living God. May you, Master, restore him back to good and perfect health and restore him back to his post of duty. Strengthen the wife also, Father. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Blessed be thy name. Remember your servant and Bakatari. Be with him also, Father. Thank you for granting this request, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Okay. Thank you. God bless you. Let's take our Bible right away and read from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 29 from verse 10 to 11. And we read Luke chapter 16, verse 16. First Jeremiah 29, verse 10 to 11. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years will accomplish at Jerusalem, at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will give, and I will gather you from all the nations, and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Then Luke chapter 16, verse 16. Luke 16, verse 16. The Lord and the prophet were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. We've been on this sermon, Desperations, for some time now. We trust God to help us to conclude it this evening. But we cannot conclude it if we continue from where we stop reading along as we have been doing. So we have to make a jump to about the last part of the sermon so that we can conclude it this evening. Where we stop, we are supposed to get to paragraph 126, where Brother Abraham talk about our Lord Jesus Christ himself. From there, Brother Abraham talk about Miss Florence Nightingale that was healed by the prayer of the prophet. There, Brother Abraham also talk about Sister Attie Wardrop in Phoenix that was carried dead to the platform. Then Brother Abraham talk about Jairus' daughter, the healing or the resurrection of Jairus' daughter. Then Brother Abraham talk about the woman with the issue of blood. And we drop all those ones to come to paragraph 139. Paragraph 139. Let's listen because I'm going to read as well. Paragraph 139. Desperations. Okay. Paragraph 139. Desperately. That's human being, or those are human beings like you, like me. They wasn't any different from you and I. They had 5 senses. They eat, they drink, and so forth like we do. Live and die. They were human beings. It drove, Rabbi was talking here about the woman of the Queen of Sheba. It drove her. Okay. It drove her into such desperation till she took part of her kingdom. It drove her to a place till she didn't think about the Ishmaelite who will rob her on the desert and 90 days on the back of a camel across the Sahara Desert. Desperation. She is going anyhow. And when she got there, there was nothing heard from Solomon but what he told her, the things that she wanted to know. Desperation. Jesus said, she will rise in the day of judgment with this generation and condemn it because a greater than Solomon was here. Desperation. 141. In closing, I might say this. Not long ago, down in Mexico, I seen something desperate. I just got to the platform there in a big arena. And the people had been in there since 9 o'clock that morning. And it was nearly 10 o'clock that night. An old blind man that the night before, totally blind for about 30 years, received his sight. And was going around the city that day testifying. An old rig of clothes laying for maybe 30 or 40 that high, just old shores. There was maybe 40, 50,000 people there. And old hats and shores, who they belong to, I guess they will have to decide that among them. And it poured down rain. It was raining. And they lay me down, and they let me down a rope over the wall. And I got on the platform. The man that is sitting here, they brought him and his daughter, come down from Michigan a few minutes ago. Talk about Brother Hamnet. We remember him here. He is on the street of glory tonight. Brother Hamnet was there and took his overcoat off and stood in the rain and gave it to Brother Jack Moore to put on because Jack was shivering. The Southerners was about to freeze in that cold rain there in Mexico. And there was standing, and he was standing there. And Billy Paul come to me, my son, he said, Daddy, you will have to do something. There is a little Mexican woman down here with a dead baby that died this morning. Hadn't God enough ushers to hold her out of the line? If laying hands on that blind man give him his sight, laying hands on a dead baby will give it his life. She was a Catholic, and she, they couldn't hold her back. And Brother Espinosa and them had told her that we have no more prayer cards. You will have to wait till another night. With a dead baby, wait till another night. She said, my baby is dead. He's been dead since this morning. I must get in there. And she was coming, prayer card or not. And they lined up about 300 ushers there. And she will go right under their legs and jump right up on top of their back and run with this dead baby and fall down among them. Did it make any difference to her? She was trying to get there. She was desperate. I guess we remember what Brother Bram said about this woman with the issue of blood. Brother Bram said she was very weak. And when Brother Bram said in the middle of Jesus Christ is there are multitudes that come to his meeting. And this woman thought in her heart that if I could just touch the hem of his garment. She wanted to touch the hem of that was all that was revealed to her. No scripture, but that was the thing in her heart. And Brother Bram taught us that she has to pass through the legs of the people, pass through the press, to make sure that she touched the hem of the cloth of our Lord Jesus Christ. This same woman, she will pass through the legs of the people, jump over them, to make sure that she gets to the platform, because her faith is at that platform. Where the man that received his sight last night was healed, she must get there. Praise the Lord. Let's continue. Where am I? 144. That. She said, my baby is dead. He's been dead since this morning. I must get in there. And she was coming, prayer card or not. They line up about 300 ushers there. And she will go right under their legs and jump right up on top of their backs and run with this dead baby and fall down among them. Didn't make any difference to her. She was trying to get there. She was desperate. God has spoke to her heart that the God that could give sight could give life. Oh my, she was desperate. Something was burning in her. Oh, sick people, if you will let that burn in you for a few minutes and watch what happens. That kind of a desperation. The God that could heal this little boy and the other night, he could heal that lady with cancer. Heal this man and do this. Miss Florence Nightingale, oh, the 10 of 1,000s. That undisputable evidence, raising the dead and healing the sick and everything else. If he is God, can do that, he is God yesterday, he is God today. Get desperate, then you will get something done. Praise the Lord. Then, in that desperation, she kept pushing. I said to Brother Jack Moore, I said, she don't know me. She never seen me. She don't know who it is up here on the platform. That little Catholic woman now couldn't speak a word of English. She then, how does she know who it is? I said, go on down and pray for the baby. And that will satisfy her. And she will go home, said. And it wasn't cause. It was just constant roar down there. She will jump up and everybody will be screaming. Kilo shopping. That doesn't concern her. She was causing an uproar in the crowd, in the congregation. She doesn't even have manner. Somebody can say that. She doesn't know church order. Somebody can say that. But that doesn't concern her. Whether church order, whether manner, whether I'm stupid, whether I'm proud, that doesn't mean anything to her. All that she wants to do is to get to the platform. Praise the Lord. See, sometimes desperation will make us to do something out of ordinary. Honestly speaking, may God help us. Okay. Oprah, down there. She will jump up and everybody will be screaming. She will run right over the top of their shoulders and fall right down among them. She will gain a few feet. And then they will try to put her back out. And there, she will come right between their legs. holding this baby, upsetting others and everything else. Everybody was upset because of her. Kilo shubini. May God help us. Don't make any difference. Mm-hmm. She was getting up there. She had to get there. It don't make any difference what it was. She was going to get there. Now, isn't that just as the story of the Shunammite woman? Rabban said in the case of the Shunammite woman, the woman was desperate. And the prophet Elisha was also desperate. But in this case, Rabban was not desperate. It was the woman's desperation that brought God on the scene. Now, look at it. May I say this? If you and I were in the position of God, seeing the faith of this woman, seeing what she had in her heart, and what she wants done for her, will you abandon her? Will you ignore her? Let's think about it. If I were in the place of God, I would be an evil man to neglect that kind of a woman with that desperation. Okay. So now, isn't that just a story like the Shunammite woman? Only that wasn't 3,500 years ago. That was about 3 years ago or four. See? Okay. They can be the same thing tonight. When the same desperation rises, we throw love and faith up there on the battlefront to claim what you want, because it's a promise of God that you can have it. The thing you are longing or thirsting or asking God for, is there a promise of God attached to it? I'm asking. Oh, sure. Everything that we are looking for, that we are praying for, there is a promise of God attached to it. And once there is a promise of God attached to it, if we stand on that same promise to plead for the same thing that we need, God is obligated. Praise the Lord. But many times, we are not desperate. May God help us. Okay. Because it's a promise of God that you can have it. That's exactly right. I turned me, the minister, being the minister there, or the evangelist at the place, I felt sorry for the woman. But there is no desperation. You can hear the prophet saying it himself. There is no desperation on the part of the prophet. He has asked Brother Jack Moore to pray for the woman. He felt sorry for the woman and he turned to continue preaching. I felt sorry for the woman, but there is no desperation. See, I turned and thought, well, Brother Jack Moore will pray for her. That settles it. I turned around. I said, as I was speaking now, faith. And I look out there, and there was a vision. Not the same. There was a vision. I seen a little baby sitting there, a little black-faced Mexican baby with no teeth. It was laughing at me. Sitting out there, I said, wait a minute, wait a minute. And desperation drove the Holy Spirit to change my subject. Praise the Lord. Change my eyes and show me a baby sitting there. That sent the Holy Spirit back. I said, wait a minute, wait a minute. Bring me the baby. Here she comes with a little wet, soaking blue and white blanket. A little dead form about that long. She fell with a crucifix in her hand and a rosary to say this, Hail Mary. I told her, put it up. That's not necessary. And she came up close to where I was. And she screamed and hollered, Padre! Which means Father. I said, don't say that. Don't say that. Do you believe? And he said it, the interpreter said it in Spanish to her. Did she believe? Yes, she believed. And he asked her, how will she believe? She said, if God can give that old man his sight, he can give my baby the life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Desperation drove her to that. Not a thing on my part. Did you hear that? Not a thing on Brother Abraham's part. It was the faith of the woman of the issue of blood that gave her a healing. It was the faith of the woman. The Lord Jesus Christ did not see her. She touched the hem of this garment and that healed her. The Lord Jesus Christ just pronounced the healing to her. And that settles it. So this, like this same woman too, it was not the faith of the prophet. It was a desperation that brought a baby back to life. Of course, the prophet standing there was representing the Lord Jesus. Amen. Nothing on my part. Okay. Not a thing on my part. I just saw the vision. I said, Lord Jesus, I saw a vision of a little baby. It might be this one. About that time, he kicked his feet. Went, wah, wah, wah. I said, follow her to the doctor. Get a written statement from the doctor. The baby died. The doctor wrote the statement. The baby's respiration, heart stopped this morning in my office at 9 o'clock, dead with a double pneumonia. Oh, the baby is living in Mexico tonight, as far as I know. Why? The desperation set in on a little mother's heart, crying for a baby that had seen God heal a man's blind eyes and know he could raise a dead baby. Desperation. When thou seeketh me with all thy heart, then I will hear you. See, the kingdom, the Lord and the prophet were unto John. Since then, the kingdom of heaven has been preached, and men press into it. You don't just stand around and say, pick me up by the collar, Lord. Push me in. You press into it. You get desperate between life and death. Wish I had time for another story that I was thinking right now of a woman, girl, took a wrong road and how she had turned new page and things. She got up and said, I believe I will be all right. I said, no, no, stay there. And that was the woman Brabran was talking about when he went to the insane institution. I guess that was the woman. And Brabham was asking, where do we start? The lady said, start from me. Brabham said, you are not a patient. He said, I'm a patient. Because she went wrong, she lived wrong, and she couldn't get herself. But there Brabham said that she have tried everything. She has gone to so many places. I can't remember the story very well now. She has gone to so many places, but Brabham said she should kneel down there and pray. She prayed a little while, said, praise the Lord. God has delivered me. Brabham said, no. Stay there until something happened. It was where she was praying, Brabham said, tears started coming from her eyes. She was crying, deeply crying. That was when something happened in her life. Praise the Lord. Okay. And then the first thing, you know, she started, okay. I said, no, no, stay there. Okay, let me go back. Paragraph 151. Wish I had time for another story that I was thinking right now of a woman, Gay, took a wrong road and how she had turned new page and things till I said, sister, she got up and said, I believe I will be all right. I said, no, no, stay there. And then the first thing you know, she started praying a little bit. And directly she got louder and louder. After a while, she got desperate. Said, oh God, save me. Alcoholic Anonymous couldn't cure it. Nothing else could do it. But then big black eyes look at me. And the tears dropping off her cheeks. She said, something happened. Oh yeah. Yes, sir. Something happened. She got desperate. Let's be desperate about this between death and life. If you can get desperate, don't come through here. If you can't get desperate, don't come through here. If you are desperate, come here and watch. You will get it just as soon as you get here. Praise the Lord. We'll stop here. Of course, that is the other thing. You can go and read the sermon yourself. Desperation. I don't think there's any more to say. This testimony of the prophet is enough. I believe that should speak something to our hearts. If God can do it then, what we need is just to be desperate. It was not the faith of the prophet that brought God on the scene. I believe we can recognize that. It was the faith of the woman. And the same Holy Spirit that touched his prophet is still here in our midst. I believe we know that, and we all believe that. The same Holy Spirit is here. It will not be the faith of the ministers, but your faith can bring the Holy Ghost into action in your life. Because your faith, our faith, as God's servant, we bring God on the scene. But it is the faith of the one that is asking first. Most of the time it is our faith. It is not the minister. In any healing, in any deliverance, it is the faith that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ that brought God into action. Most of the time, the ministers are just there to confirm, to pronounce, not confirm, to pronounce sometimes your healing and your answers to your prayers. May God help us. How do we, your requests, your desires, your plea, your cry to the Lord. One thing that we should, like we read here, that we should settle is it a promise of the Lord? Can God do it? Do you believe God can do it? Because everyone that comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, you ask them, do you believe that I can do it? So in the same way, do we believe that the Lord can do it? Are we convinced that this same Jesus is still here? Or you see, he has gone to heaven and the Holy Spirit is in heaven and God has left his people to suffer? Or God has left his people to struggle through? Like I used to say, Christianity is not just struggle to. If you could make it, praise the Lord. If you can't make it, So that is your luck. That is not Christianity. That is not God. That is not Christ. God has not given us that promise that we have to struggle to. If we make it five, we don't make it your luck. No, that is not our God. God made the promise and He made provision for His word to be fulfilled in our lives. But it depends on our attitude to God's promise. Abraham taught us your right mental attitude to any divine promise of God will do what? Will bring it to pass. Your right mental attitude. It's not the right mental attitude of the ministers. Is your whole right mental attitude. Do you believe that God is able to do what you are asking Him for? And you see that if He does it, fine. If He doesn't do it, well, I will manage on. Is that your attitude? But sometimes that is our attitude. If God does it, fine. If He didn't do it, I will struggle on. We will just struggle on and struggle to the end, if that is our attitude. But my God is able to do this for me. And we stand here and we confess it and we mean it, that same God will bring it to pass. Praise the Lord. Let's bow down our heads and commit ourselves unto Him. If we believe He's still here, fine. Believe He has gone away. He is not here. Well, that is your attitude. Let's commit ourselves unto Him. Let's cry unto Him. Let's pray unto Him. Let's ask Him what we desire. And see whether God will answer you. If you are desperate about it, our God will never fail. He has never failed anyone. And He will never fail anyone. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Do you believe? If you believe and you want the servant of God to pronounce what God has done for you, in answers to your prayers, why don't you raise up your hand that his servant will pray for all of us? God bless you, sir.
Our gracious eternal Father, we thank you very much for the privilege to sit at your feet this evening and to learn of you. Dear Lord, this message, Desperation, was preached by your servant, the prophet. Lord, the potency, the quickening power is still in this same world. We thank you very much. Lord, the portion that will be echoed unto us again tonight has warmed our hearts to believe. It has stirred our faith. It has reminded us, O God, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, your prophet told us that we cannot be desperate except you touch us. Mighty God, if there be anyone that is not as desperate as they ought to concerning their need, may you touch them at this hour. Our Father and our God, we have seen examples of the things you did in the scripture and also in the time of our prophet. Lord, even after you have taken your prophet, since we have been in this same message, there have been testimonies, outstanding testimonies of your goodness and mercy, of your deliverances, of your favors, of your healings, of so many things you have done for your people, even Holy Ghost baptism, which your prophet called the greatest miracle. Mighty God, since you have done that, since you have those testimonies, Lord, you are the same up till now. Master Jesus, we have spoken to you as individuals. Because our faith has been steered up, we have called you on the scene. Our Master and our God, hands of your children are up, Lord, in testimony that they believe that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Our Father and our God, whatsoever each one have asked of you, may be so in the name of Jesus Christ. The faith that is received at this hour in your presence at the re-echoing of your word, may that faith never diminish, O God. May it continue to go from strength unto strength. Lord, may lead each one to testify positively that they have received their petition. Let it be, Heavenly Father, we come against every doubt, every unbelief, every double-mindedness, every fear, every uncertainty. May your fire consume them, O God. We pray, dear Almighty God, that every bit of the request we turn to testimony to the glory and the honor of your name. Grant it, King of glory. Lord, in a short time, in the meantime, when each one of them will be receiving the substance of their request, may we be humbly, each one of us, to come back to your house and testify to your own glory. Lord, because these things that we hear read, O God, is the testimony from one person that steers the faith of another person. May our own testimony help somebody else also. Thank you, dear Father. Your span you have used for this short quotation, may you replenish him for the virtue that have left him. Be with us at the beginning of the prayer session. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
Let us sing this chorus as I hand over to the associate pastor. I believe, yes, Lord, I believe, yes, Lord, I believe, it is well with me, in the name of Jesus, I believe, yes, Lord, I believe, yes, Lord. Now, in the name of Jesus, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. It is well with me. In the name of Jesus.
bow our heads. Our gracious Father, we thank you for making a way for us to be in your house this evening. Dear Lord, as your prophet have said that we can never be as good as Christian. Lord, if we stay at home as those that come to church. Lord Jesus, we thank you because you have ordered our footsteps to your house tonight. Lord, seeing you have given us the strength, we appreciate you. We thank you for every aspect of this service. Thank you for the worship service. We thank you for the time of exhortation and the blessing we receive. We thank you, O God, for the prayer session. Lord, your word said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. We thank you for the hour of prayer. We bless and we magnify your name. Thank you for the testimony of our brother, Lord, about the cousin that was kidnapped. Lord, yesterday it was a request, today it is a testimony. We are grateful unto you. Lord Jesus, just as you have answered this, we know that is your action, that's your attitude, that's your nature. That when we call upon you, you listen and you hear our cry. So also all the requests we have committed into your hand, Lord, we know they are already receiving attention before your throne of mercy. Give us faith to believe, Lord, because any prayer that is offered, O God, definitely you do answer according to your word. Because you say, when we ask, we shall receive. When we seek, we shall find. And when we knock, it shall be opened unto us. As we have asked, may we never entertain any suggestion of the enemy. Lord, may we never entertain doubt, O Father. May we never entertain fear. May double-mindedness not fill our hearts. May our heart be filled with faith. May we have expectations, dear Father. Thank you, King of glory, mighty God, your servant you have used, O God, virtue no doubt has left him. We pray you will replenish him back and lift up the honor of his ministry. Once again, we remember our pastor. We ask that you perfect his head with the glory of your name. Lord, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, you are the one that understands the system more than the doctors, more than any machine that could scan or anything. Dear Father, that's why you are called Jehovah Rapha. May you touch his body. May you perfect his head, Lord. Be the strength of the wife at this time too, and help her in her responsibility. Thank you, eternal Father. Lord, the meetings, O God, this weekend, both here and several places around the globe, we just ask that your presence will be seen in the midst of your people. Lord, anoint your servant specially to speak as your oracle. May you anoint the congregation to come with expectation. Oh God, may we put in everything we need to put in so that we can get the maximum of your blessing. Thank you, dear Father. You brought us in tonight. Shortly, we'll be going back to our home. You that brought us safely, will you take us back home safely. Blessed be your wonderful name. The journeys of your people this weekend, may you be the protection of everyone. Your servant traveling to Owode, may you take him safely and give him strength, oh God, for the services. Lord, those going to other places for convention, like those going to Akure, may you also be with them and protect them. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and for granting our petition, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are grateful unto the Lord for the privilege to be in church for the midweek prayer meeting. We want to welcome Brother George Oyetola and their wife. Well, is everybody that know Brother George and the wife? Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. You can have your seat. Yeah, they just came in shortly from Canada to see the family and the brethren. And since we are part of the brethren, that's why they have passed this place to come and greet us. I want to appreciate your coming. God bless you. And as we have seen on our board, we normally pray for all our people everywhere. So you are part of the people on the prayer list. We are happy to see you. God bless you richly. God bless you. As I've had in the request, our papa will be traveling to Owode tomorrow. Let's remember him in prayers. And our services for the Easter will start Friday 9 a.m. as we have earlier announced. One service on Friday, one on Saturday, two on Sunday. On Sunday, the sitting will be 8:30 for the morning service. There is no Sunday school. May the Lord be our help. And let's continue to remember the pastor in prayer until he's back on his feet in good health, that the Lord will help him. God bless you richly. Shall we rise? Let's stand on his promises. Big pity now. Standing on his promise. Yeah.